Okay, this is an adjourned meeting, a continuation of an adjourned meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. This is Dave Adelson speaking. Casey McFaul is our secretary. Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, Dave Adelson.
Here.
To Allen. Rudy Bediako.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Present.
Casey McFaul is here. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Marnie Tattersall. Jane Gatewood.
Jane
Sandy,
was here.
Oh. Yeah, I thought she was here. Sandy Weinman. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Lonnie Hicks. And I believe Ambrose Layden is with us.
Here.
I show six committee members present.
Lonnie, did you mention Lonnie?
Yeah, but he didn't answer.
Yeah, I did. I'm here.
Oh,
you're here. Okay. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi.
Okay. So
did
as I said,
that Jane Gatewood did she know or had she come on?
She was on the call. She put her headset on, and so I wonder if she might be.
No. Hello. Can you hear me?
There she is.
I stopped something. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought you heard me.
Yeah. We didn't. I don't think. So what do you have now, Casey? Present.
Eight present.
Okay.
Not counting Ambrose.
The committee comprises 11 people, so that's a quorum. So this is a continuation of an adjourned meeting. We do not need, as far as I know, to approve the agenda. Let me read the agenda as it presently exists. We were finishing the CFO report and review of May financials. We had, I think, gotten to the end of the discussion of the CFO's report. And we're at the point of dealing with specifics of the May financials, although if we need to finish with the budget crisis / CFO report, we can continue with that. Then come reports from the working groups, 20 minutes total, budget restructuring working group, which comprised the treasurers plus the CFO, the financial impact of the HR hire, and I think Ambrose may have an update for us. The race and nationality initiatives and the bylaws convention. Those are all groups or people. And then the election of the chair and then an update on the director's inspection. And I think that was Marnie who had suggested that. And LaVarne was going to address that question at that point. Scheduling of the next meeting and adjournment. So what I do think we need to do is decide right now on the amount of time we will continue on the budget.
Oh, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Well,
sorry for the delay.
No problem. Thank you for coming. So what I think we should decide as a group is how much time we want to spend on the budget crisis issue and the May financials.
Dave, you've been sent a copy of the response of the national office to the request, and I'd like to get that done. I'm on the road driving.
Okay.
And I'd like to deal with that as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay, so tell me, are you talking about the inter-unit transfer document we got? Or
no,
are you talking about
no.
The written, you had asked for the written report, the CFO to write down what was reported to us, and we got a report from the national office, from Lonnie, I think it was yesterday. Is that what you're referring to?
Giving us a plan for fundraising for September.
Is it entitled Proposal for On-Air Broadcast in September?
Yeah.
Pacifica at the Financial Crossroad? Okay, so you'd like to deal with that as part of the budget crisis discussion that we were still
in? Yeah, in fact, that's what the committee asked us to do.
Okay, so how much time should we allot for this discussion?
Well, if everyone has read it, it shouldn't take too long at all.
I've read it, and I think it will take a little time.
But, well,
let us say, can we say 40 minutes?
That's a lot of time.
That's for this issue and any other issues related
to the
budget crisis.
What a personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave the call about 5.
Okay. Well, hopefully...
We've got so much, and I feel guilty, but
I think we should be well done by that time. It's now, by my watch, it's now 3:15. out here on the West Coast. So if we spent 40 minutes on this issue, that would take us to 55. And then the, hang on a sec, let me get back to the agenda. Then the review of May financials, I think, if we can do that in 20, the working groups 20, and then we could put the director's inspection issue before the chair so that you don't need to be here for the chair election. We're not going to cast votes. We're just going to nominate and discuss.
All right. So, can
I
we
think that should get us finished within an hour and 45 minutes.
Dave, this is Broody. I have a question.
Yes.
Two things that came up last time. We were going to talk about the possible or how we were going to deal with the uncertainty surrounding the CPB funding and I guess the whole 05-06 budget process in terms of, I know one of the issues at BAI is just in terms of the time. What flexibility is there in terms of that August 15th submission date?
That's right. Okay. And we had, I think we said we'd do 10 minutes to get the timeline stuff and deal with setting up a response to those things. So that was 10 minutes. So why don't we spend 30 minutes then on the budget crisis issue, 20 on the May financials, which we may not need all of, 20 on the reports from working group, 10 on director's inspection, 10 on the chair, 10 on the CPB budget. So that would get us 10:30. 1 hour, 45 minutes, and that would finish us by 5 o'clock if we hold to this. Is that acceptable to everybody?
Okay.
If there's no objection, then let's proceed. Ambrose, did you want to open with a statement, or Lonnie, about what you sent us about the plan? We can't hear you, Ambrose. You're breaking up.
Can't hear you at all.
No, we can't hear you, Ambrose. Why don't we wait? And Lonnie, well, would you like to open? And then by that time, hopefully, Ambrose will be where he has a good signal.
Sure. First of all, just let me do a quick recap. You know, last meeting I did present to the Finance Committee a look at where Pacifica stands at the May juncture financially. I pointed out that it was a critical situation for us in terms of being able to meet our budgetary goals for this fiscal. And specifically, I mentioned that at WBAI there had been a $400,000 shortfall, and that had immediate impact on the next crisis, and that while they were looking at their options, it does have immediate impact. I had went on to look at what some of the possible scenarios might be, and ultimately the committee looked at one idea.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just in the middle of doing a quick recap.
Good.
From Friday's meeting. You there?
Go right ahead.
All right. I was just finishing up by saying that we came away from that Friday meeting with a suggestion that we look at on-air fundraising, since other stations also had financial needs, and we went through what those needs were, and that one approach might be to look at a 3 or 5 day on-air campaign in September where we would raise significant sums of money and be able to take care of a number of needs across the network. And our charge was to come back with something in writing and have that be sent out, and then have a discussion on it at this meeting about how that might go.
Okay.
Yeah, we sent that out.
I had some questions.
Go ahead.
Dave, I don't know if you have a stack on this. Or
I think we should just do it that way. And I think, but before we do that, so is what is being asked some sort of approval or comment, or what is the response that's expected of this committee with respect to this proposal that we've just received?
Well, we think the committee should review it before we send it out to the full board.
Okay. go. Okay, so let's have a stack then. First of all, has everybody on the committee received this and can lay their hands on it? If not, I can forward it to you right now.
I received it. I cannot put my hands on it right now.
If I email it to you, can you?
Or yeah, just put it to our group if you can, and that way we'll have
okay.
it for the record.
This is Teresa. I have it. I've read it.
Okay, I'm sending it again to the National Finance Committee right now, so everybody will get it. Okay, so go ahead. Who else after Mark would like to go? Okay, then I will offer myself, and then after he and I have aggravated you all, I'm sure we'll have more. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, just a couple questions, Lonnie, and once again, I read what you had to say, and I'm getting a sense of some of the problems. I did have one question before I go to the actual proposal, though, in the section that you called the patterns. Today, and one of the things that you've alluded to is the $80,000 shortfall currently at National as a result of the difficulties at BAI. I just want to clarify again that that is not an anticipated shortfall; that is a current shortfall.
When a station misses a drive goal, it has fairly immediate impact. Because the next month, for example, we would collect the essential services on that drive. Typically, a drive like WBAI, they missed by 400,000. Normally, they would have received half of it in the first week or two, and they 20% of 200,000 would be 40,000. Then the other shortfall would be come in the second and third month. So we missed the 40,000 because they didn't collect the funds. So there is no, our budget gets impacted. The revenue we thought was coming in will not and did not come in after their drive.
Right, and the reason I'm asking is because one of the things that we looked at this renewal campaign initially as a sort of bridge approach to some of the immediate fiscal concerns as opposed to the longer-term ones. And so I was just wondering, when I looked at that, I went back at the May financials and looked at the national office, and I see that your income exceeded your projections by 220 some thousand, and I assume that some of that is a result of the fundraising that you've done. So it would seem that you would have some cushion there. Am I reading something wrong, or is June going to tell me something differently, or what?
June is going to tell you something not known in May. Also,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, yeah, June will be saying something different because some of the outcome wasn't known in May when this was done. Also, if you look at the bottom line, you'll see that April we were showing a surplus. Bottom line, we were showing, I think, a $26,000 negative. So even though the income exceeded goal, the expenses connected with raising funds off by 25,000, 26,000.
And so the May figures are rosier than the situation is what you're saying?
Well, I did anticipate it in my forecast somewhat, but I didn't have all the numbers on it.
Right, I just looked at the year-to-date.
Anticipated my forecast is the May figures won't reflect it, but what I do is I look to the forecast if I have information or to anticipate what's going to happen in June. And I tried to do a little bit of that.
Okay. All right. So given that, answer to that question, then I wanted to ask you two things about the campaign and suggested. One is, I thought when we talked, we were looking at to do something sooner rather than later in light of the possibility or probability of a shortfall hitting in September. This proposal suggests something the second or third week of September, and I was wondering why that date, because doesn't that create problems for stations gearing up for fall drives, and et cetera? So that was the one. And the second question was that we had asked, and I've read over the proposal, but one thing we had looked to do was to determine what the dollar figure would be that would be necessary, and usually you have to go into a campaign with a goal. and I don't see that unless I'm reading it wrong somewhere, what the anticipated fiscal goal would be, and we had asked that that goal be sufficient to cover not only some short-term help for BAI, but also possibly for other stations as well. So if you could just talk about the timing and the amount.
Well, the timing, some stations are doing their summer drive, so August was not going to be a good month.
So that's why we moved into September?
Yeah, because it conflicts with some drives that folks either will be having in August or they'll still be collecting from, you know, drives in August. So that pushed it to September. Second week of September is approximately a month or 5 weeks from when people would start their fall. So, you know, it seemed best to place it. We can, of course, nothing's written in concrete. Then the question of how much shall would the target figure be? WBAI's need would be, I think, $200,000, maybe a little more, but let's say a minimum of $200,000.
Uh-huh.
$100,000. So the figure that
Lonnie, you dropped out for a second. We didn't hear anything. Could you repeat?
Yeah, you notice some static on this line.
I think that may be Ambrose's cell phone. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's me. I'll star six?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, and as you look toward A has the resources to hold out past September, so A is not on the list, at least my list. In September may have a need, but it's comparatively small, 30.
You're off again, Lonnie. Hang on.
This is Teresa. Could I get on the stack?
Yeah, sure. I got you now. I think anybody who's not speaking, if you can hit star six also, if you think there's static on your line, that would be helpful. Lonnie?
Yeah, there you go. Static on.
Okay, so if you could start again, the last thing I heard you say was that KPFA will be okay.
Yeah, KPFA will be okay. They have the resources to get past September.
Okay.
A ditto for KPFK. That leaves I, T, and W. I think W at 350, at least if they have some money to work with, if they want to contemplate a move at that point. Even if it's not at that point, they have some funds. For I, at least 200,000, somewhere between 30,000 to 60,000 minimum for T. So the number I have in my head is for that campaign would be between $600,000 and $650,000.
Is that all you had, Mark? Mark, star six to get back.
Yeah, for now.
Okay. I had a few questions. The first is, in this campaign that you're thinking about, the structure of it, where does the money go? Does it go to a national call-in number, go to the national office and then distribute it out, or the normal method where each station is fundraising locally and then they're paying to national?
Well, I haven't thought it through. My suggestion I was going to make at this meeting is there are two scopes we could think about this. One is the scope that we sort of do national programming normally, whether, you know, be an RNC or DNC, and go with that. We get a producer, go do it over the three-day period. The other one is go very large and involve the affiliates and get a working group together, people from each station, and have it be a case where, say, all GMs are on at the same time. And look at it as specific as renewal. Do it large. Make it an event that celebrates community radio.
What kind of? Do you think we have the resources at hand to deal with that?
Well,
at size and in this time frame.
Well, it would have to, if you were to do it large. That is to say, all stations would be involved. A program would have to be developed. We'd have to move quickly, but if we were to get a working group from each station and come up with something in a week or two, yeah, I think it's possible. As to cost, You know, the cost for a national programmer, that's for the time being, just look at it as a national program as a handy way to get a sense of what we're talking about. It's a three-day broadcast, national programming, in September. We produce it and have as many station personnel as possible participate. That's doing it large. Have it be a celebration of community radio, independent media. Goal is $650,000 to secure the future of Pacifica and community radio and independent media over the next 56 years. As a theme, man. The other way to do it is small, and that small is very much like we would produce an RNC or something like that, where you would have a rotating sort of situation where we would agree on who was going to do what all over the 3 to 5 days. And that would be a national office-led enterprise. And, you know, if that was in the interest of speed, how much would it cost? Well, some of the broadcasts we do are as little as $5,000 to $10,000. Others, maybe $25,000. So I think it could be done in that range, just off the top of my head.
Is there a reason for doing, I mean, if we do this as suggested, it seems to me that in many station signal areas, including stations that are not themselves presently suffering from donor fatigue, we would be having an August mini drive, a September nationwide drive, an October regular fund drive, and I'm wondering, is there a reason to not structure this as an add-on to the existing August mini drive so that that just goes further, so that there's sort of more time to bounce back? I know summer people are on vacation, but still it seems to me that as long as stations are going through all of that effort, it might be more efficient, particularly from the point of view of subscriptions, fulfillment, things like that. It takes a big effort to gear up for these things. So what was the reason for not just tacking it onto an August drive, and then, as Mark said, you're doing it sooner rather than later?
Well, that's certainly a good point. The problem is that some stations are not doing summer drive, so there will be a question of how to include them. And then some stations will have completed their summer drive, for example, before August. WBAI is doing a mini drive, but I don't know whether they plan to do an August one. I'm not sure. I know that KPFA is starting its, quote, summer drive now and will be finished soon. So, before August begins. So it's complicated that way.
All right, now I get to the real heart of my issues with it, which are this. This is a revenue side attempt to deal with what we all recognize are some potentially structural problems. And making a commitment about renewal. Hello?
Yeah, here.
Okay, sorry, I'm hearing a beep on my line because somebody's trying to call in. Making a commitment about renewal, particularly at a time when you don't have a clear plan of what that renewal is going to look like, when you don't have a permanent ED in place who's going to be responsible for executing it, and when you have some of the record that we have of having to go back and say oops to our listeners at times, to me is real problematic. I also think that it's really crucial that we at all times are absolutely clear with our listeners what our situation is and what's the money being used for. So I think that, you know, it's great to say we're going to do these various things, but I think we also need to come correct and say there have been a problem at one of our stations, and for which, incidentally, I think more than anything, the national board is responsible. I mean, we're ultimately responsible for having approved that budget. But we have to tell them this is what we're doing it for. And so that has to be in this list of things that we are saying we need to use the money for. And so I guess, but ultimately and most deeply, you know, it's a little hard to, I mean, I recognize we're in a crisis situation, but it's a little hard to say, yes, we want to do this until we have a sense of the plan about what we're going to do to address those structural problems. And I have to, can you hold on just a moment? Yeah. sorry about that. So could you address the plans for dealing with it on the expense side as well as the revenue side?
What will be the that we impart to this go forward? Do we want to say this is do it and it causes the situation, etc.? I'll stick a pin in that at the time. I'm getting static.
And you're breaking up, so I can't hear completely.
Oh, identify where that static's coming from. Buddy, if we star six, does it go away?
No idea. Let's just keep trying. So could you recap?
I was saying the three points I heard. One was, ought we not? Why we need to do a drive?
It's just not tenable, Lonnie. You keep breaking up. Could you try calling back in?
Yeah, I'll try that. Maybe it's this phone. Who knows?
Okay, thanks.
Jane, I'd like to get on the staff.
I've got Teresa and Jane. Do you guys want to wait till he gets back to speak, or do you want to speak while we're waiting for him?
I have an item that I can go ahead with while we're waiting for him.
Okay, Teresa was ahead of you, so let me just ask her. Do you have a preference, Teresa, now or when Lonnie gets back? Star 6, Teresa.
I can say something now.
Okay, why don't you go, and then Jane, and then by then Lonnie should be back.
Well, one thought that does occur to me, I agree with you, Dave, that it's best, if we can, to have this combined with our drives. You know, tack an extra day or two at the end. I would actually prefer if it be one day, and just emphasize how important it is, and with some challenges. And I think that people rise to challenges. And also, in regard to, you were just about to ask Lonnie about the expense side, I would like to hear more about how, I'm assuming that Lonnie has met with the GMs already. How are the GMs willing to cut? I'm wondering, is WBAI doing anything right now with the fact that they're, how are things coming along at WBAI, for example, that their expenses are still too high? Have they made any
headway?
Any headway there?
I'll be back on.
Okay, great.
And my third point is, I saw the plan, and I would really like to have an emphasis on volunteers, more emphasis on like getting back to that interaction with the listeners, where we have less an emphasis on paid people and more people giving volunteers. So we are spending less on contract workers and such.
Okay, Lonnie, if you could continue with your response to the earlier point about the expense side of this, and also the question about what we tell our listeners, and then maybe you could address Teresa's comments. Fax coming in.
Also, Dave, could you put me on the stack?
Sure.
I'll plunge ahead, I guess. I think that, you know, if on this call there may be several questions, and some of them we'll be able to answer, and some of them we will not. I still stand with the idea that a working group coming back with answers to those questions, a plan, an update on what the expense side might entail, looking at it as a feasibility, and have that done, if we can do it, within 3 or 4 days, maybe a week. But anyway, that said, I'll try to respond to the questions on the table. Whether or not what she would tell the listeners. I am hesitant to identify any station as a problem station. I'm not opposed to mentioning how the contributions might benefit a station that may have a need. And I would hope that all the stations who have a need could be mentioned. but I would be hesitant to do it in a way that identified the station as somehow a problem or that they are mismanaged or whatever. I think that does not help Pacifica in the long run. The second one is on the expense side. Yes, WBAI is looking at the expense side. They are just got Indra's latest cash flow talk to her today. They don't have a solution, a full solution to the $250,000 that they will be short in September. They think maybe they found an additional 50 to 100, but they're still short 150, maybe 200, 150,000. So the problem is not going away, and they're certainly working at it. I do want to stress that this is not optional from where I'm sitting. It's not something that we really have a lot of choice, that either we will do this or we will do something else. But we have a situation where several stations in a flat revenue scenario having severe financial issues, they won't go away. They may not all hit in September, which is the case for WBAI, but other stations will, in 6 months, have difficulties, I believe. And we're better off being ahead of the curve rather than behind that curve. Use of volunteers and the rest of it, yes, I do endorse that. I think that. What we do lack is a plan. And what we got here is a concept. I put it out there per our discussions. And we need to go now to more detailed plan that we need within a week, in my view.
Okay.
So I think that's what we ought to do. Dig at the feasibility area and see if we can come up with a plan that can be budgeted. And a plan that can have draw support that we need to succeed. Now, I think that if we were to do 1 or 2 days and come back with only 350,000 or whatever that number might be, that would be only half of what we need. And any plan would have to have either a follow-on in, say, later months, or maybe around the holidays or whatever. But I do think that that need will not go away. We will need those funds at some point.
Okay, just to finish on the point of what you tell the listeners, the problem is that I'm not interested in drubbing anybody or you know, any sort of public ridicule or anything, but we cannot, at our different, in our various signal areas, raise money from listeners, tell them it's going to be used for, you know, great initiatives, Pacifica's future, and then take it and spend it on something else. We can give them the vapor trail, support us as we go forward, but I believe that, you know, if listeners in different signal areas are giving, they have to understand that they're giving at a network level in a time of need. Anyhow, next on the stack is Jane.
A peripheral comment question. Our local finance committee first learned about the issue with the national, with the actions that Dan took with the...
Could you speak more loudly, Jane? It's real hard to hear you.
Is this any better?
Mm,
no?
No.
I'll switch to another phone. If somebody else wants to come back to me, okay?
We'll just wait for you.
Okay. While we're waiting, I'll just add.
Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, our local station board met in anticipation of adopting a fiscal 06 budget, and questions have come up about what it means for us to adopt a budget. It came to the attention of our local finance committee for the first time that the salary for our GM that was adopted in last year's budget was overridden by a decision by Dan back in December, and we attempted to explain that, but it really created a pretty big ire on people's part, and it, talking with our chair, trying to figure out what we need to go forward with this process, and it is peripherally related to what we're discussing. Because, like you're saying, we want to know what we're spending money on. And so what I need for our group locally is something in writing that that lays out the expectations. When we, as a local station board, adopt a budget that we can expect X and such, when we, as a national finance committee, adopt our budget, we can expect such and such. And the management of Pacifica can expect, you know, X, Y, and Z in terms of what they're free to do without consulting committees or whatever, just in the process of their work. This is a very pressing concern for us, and I know it's mundane compared to the issues at hand, but I'm looking at the May figures, which is all that we have in hand. And I know we've been told that the June figures look very different, but all I have is May to look at. And right now I see the year-to-date on line 953, column S and column AG. It says the budget for central services income to national office, for example, $1,677,000 and actual $1,766,000, so we're $84,000 over budget so far. And as of the May statement, we were still going to be over budget for the year on the income side. But I guess what I would like to ask immediately is, how soon can we get those June statements?
The schedule for statements are that they close those books. I think we went over it with the Finance Committee about when.
Yeah, but I've never gotten it on the 25th. I've planned meetings in anticipation of receiving that by the 25th at the latest.
25th is not the date.
Oh.
Yeah, 25th is not the date. Let me just go through the dates. The books get closed somewhere between the 20th and the 25th. And then from the 25th to the 30th, we're producing the document, and they're ready by the 1st. Finance Committee, I think we agreed, could plan its meeting anytime after the 1st, somewhere between the 2nd and the 5th. Documents would be ready.
Right. Well, going
but,
back
but it's
to
the 21st now of July, and we don't have June yet.
Yeah, you won't get June.
You won't until the 1st of August, he said.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I mean, that's actually... It is a problem for us, but going back to the issue at hand, I just want to endorse what Dave was saying, that without our permanent ED in hand, I mean, it's actually great what you sent out, Lonnie. I like the sound of it, but I'm just a little bit concerned that we're going to be coming back to the listeners very, very soon thereafter. I'm afraid we may not be covering all the needs. And I hear what you're saying, that there is an immediate need. I can't see it in the numbers now, but I do have confidence that you have the information to make that statement. But
Lonnie,
I have the same concerns that Dave raised.
Can you respond to what Jane raised about how do we know if we're authorizing income, we're authorizing budgets, how do we deal with the facts or the issues that Jane raised about being able to let people know that we follow them.
What it actually means when we approve a budget, and this is kind of revisiting the unended conversation from, I think, February, when we really discussed this at length, but never really.
Well, it certainly is an issue how you deal with a budgeting process in a dynamic organization where we budgeted $1.1 million for WBAI. Now we have to rebudget. That's on the negative side, where you have to reduce expenses. And the flip side is where you increase expenses. So I think that has to be agendized. We need policy developed, and this committee is the place to do it, around how the budget process will go. Now, I did bring it up back in February.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked also about another crucial policy, not just about spending, but about surpluses. We need to know who owns the surplus at a given station. How should that be used? Whether for network purposes or only that station can decide how those funds will be used. All these are momentous issues for the network. We're having that conversation right now. There, a station has a shortfall. The question becomes, who decides if there's surpluses in this system? How those surpluses may or may not be utilized to help out with.
For Okay, Ambrose, before we go on to Mark, who's next on the stack, would you be able to comment on anything you've heard so far, specifically the questions Jane raised?
I just got back on the air.
Okay, so...
What was the specific question?
Jane, do you want to summarize or shall I?
We're concerned about what it means when we adopt a budget in terms of when, for example, here locally, we adopted a salary for our GM, and then because of decisions that Dan made in December, of course, we're paying more, which is just, you know, a very small part of what happened back in December, and then since then in terms of the...
What happened back in December?
Well, when Dan made the decision to raise pay on management. Is that familiar to you?
Yeah, I heard about that as a board member. Yeah, it had been approved by our then board chair.
Well, wait, are we
talking about the bonuses or the salaries?
The bonuses and the salary issues, but
wait a minute. I thought that they got bonuses. I didn't think they got a pay raise.
But apparently it is a pay raise, and that was news to me. I only found that out within the last month. I did not realize that. Like Teresa said, I thought originally it was just a bonus in December. But now I've come to learn that it was actually, there were pay raises that went into effect in, I think, January. I'm not certain. And
did that happen throughout the system?
Yes. Dan...
And was the LSB involved at all?
No.
Are the finance committee of the LSB?
Neither the finance committee of the LSB nor the national finance committee.
Let's ask Lonnie if that's what happened.
Well, before we go there, we can ask that question. But Ambrose, the question more generally is: we're talking about raising money when we haven't really addressed any of the problems that got us into this fix, whether that be expenditure or oversight of expenditure. And I express concern for going on air with a big campaign.
Well, let me specifically address the problems that she raised. That should never happen if LSB has adopted a budget. Anytime there's a change, for example, in annualized pay for key staff, it seemed to me that ought to be made clear to everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what we felt locally. And so at a local level, we just kind of went through the same experience that our national finance committee went through in February.
Well, my position I'm only supposed to be here 3 to 4 months the most, but that's the way I would operate. If there's going to be a salary increase, then everybody who's involved in raising a salary ought to be involved in approving it. It's meaning that the LSB has to be notified of an intent, and the LSB should be one to approve it along with whoever else is promoting it.
Okay, Mark.
All right. I'd like to get back to the immediate campaign issues regarding this, and I had one question, Lonnie, quickly. On the $200,000 that would be presumably earmarked for BAI, would that... Is that the dollar amount necessary to restore a one-month reserve for them? Or is that operating cash that they would need, and then they would still be below the one-month cash reserve at the beginning of the fiscal year?
That's operating, Mark. That would be just enough to get them through the month of September. And, of course, as they go into the October drive,
they go back in debt.
Yeah, they go through the October drive, they will.
All right. Okay, well, having said that, then, there are a couple things here that I would suggest as alterations to what you proposed. And one is that I also think this should happen in August. And for those stations that are planning fund drives in August, I think it should be added on. And I don't know what the the dates, and maybe that's something that committee or working group can look at. I don't know the exact planned dates of everyone's summer drive, but I think we should try to ride that existing wave of as much as possible. Some may not be planning anything, so they'd have to be a gear up, but they would have to be a gear up if they did it in September, too. So I still favor doing it in August as opposed to September, and trying to tie it as much as possible to additional add-on days for planned drives. That's one thing that I would strongly urge consideration. The second thing is that the scope of the campaign, I do not believe that a renewal campaign under the concept of sustaining Pacifica over the next 50 years is realistic, given the dollar amounts that we're seeking to raise here. They're simply too small to handle or even to guarantee that kind of stability. I think what we're looking at right here, right now, is some short-term assistance and cash reserve. So, in fact, I would focus around that. I do not think that we should say, well, this station did this or that station has done that problematically, but I think what we should do is focus on the fact that this would be a brief, you know, 2-3 day or whatever, 1-3 day. I don't know how much each day would raise to figure out what the days would be. That would have to be figured out, but that it's being done in order to boost the cash reserves at Pacifica. And those cash reserves, I think, specifically would be earmarked for some of the things that we've discussed. BAI's cash shortfalls, KPFT's cash shortfalls, PFW's moving fund, and I would also look at KPFA and KPFK. I don't think any of the stations should be left out of that, and you mentioned that KPFA has a number of deferred maintenance needs. I would think that there might be something that could be done, raising a certain amount for that to handle some immediate need. And I know that KPFK has been trying to expand in terms of the stringers. Perhaps something could be done to boost their reserve. So I would make sure all the stations participated. I don't think it should be over 500,000 as the total figure. So for me, that's 200,000 to 50,000 to T, 50,000 to K, 50,000 to A, and the balance is to PFW. To me, that makes it a more of a network campaign and less of a rescue mission. So I would do that and focus on the cash reserve issue. The last thing I have is that, having said that, I would require of each of the stations, in order to avail themselves of this cash reserve, first of all, the guarantee that it would remain earmarked for those stations and could not be utilized for other purposes, and that each of those stations provide a plan. For example, we already talked about BAI and tying the 200,000 or so they would receive to specific performance requirements, not objectives requirements, including increasing volunteers, decreasing staff, some other structural issues in terms of their expenses. We'd have to put something specific on the table in order for that funds to be utilized. The same thing at T, where they're having a shortfall, but what are they going to do about that? And I think that should be part of the plan. It doesn't have to be part of the campaign that you tell on the air, but it has to. The stations would each have to understand, you know, the strings that were attached to these dollars. I don't think they should go in without strings, but I don't think we can call it renewal. I think we have to call it a cash reserve building type of operation.
Would anybody else like to speak before I speak again?
I would.
Who's that? Teresa?
Teresa?
Go ahead. Or is that Patty?
I wanted to ask Lonnie what kind of buy-in or contributions the GM made to this plan.
Well, the GMs had a call, but this plan did not come up. The next thing is to include them in the working group, what the feasibility is. Now, let me just say that I'm not putting this forward as my plan. That does not work. What I'm putting it forward is a plan for discussion, and hopefully if folks have other and better ideas, by all means,
yeah.
I think they should be got to a working group. I think the most important thing to get done on this call is agreement to establish a working group to look at all the pros and cons and of whatever plan.
I agree, but I think we have to do it soon, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I'm talking about forming it now on this call. because I think it's that urgent. I think that that we need to have our folks focus in on this and come back within a week with giving these pros and cons and suggestions that people have made, with some ideas about how to move forward, whether it's with this plan or another plan or whatever the case might be, and I'm asking everyone to. Oh, I do say I like Mark's suggestions about having tying it to performance requirements. I think that's important to do. And I think it's not unprecedented. When money was given to Kay for their transmitter, there was a contract. And it was in writing. I've done it in the past that way, and it would not be new. So overall, I think that while there may be pros and cons on any plan, most importantly, if we use the time we have left, can we agree on forming a working group?
Well, I think that's not a problem. One of the questions is what that working group is tasked with. I am personally concerned, crisis mode, rush, rush, rush to get more revenue, no structural changes to the things that brought us to this point.
Now, that would be part of the working group. They would talk about those structural changes.
Okay, okay. That is a crucial,
yeah, sure,
crucial piece of the whole thing. And I just want to reiterate, you can call it a reserve plan, you can call it a renewal plan, you can call it whatever you want. But if a certain portion of the money being raised in other signal areas is there to rescue WBAI, it is not the case that that money is reserve or for renewal or for anything else, and we have to be clear with listeners.
I don't agree with you, Dave.
Well, and we can have that discussion. I mean, you may not agree with me, and I may
because if we raise the money for BAI, for example, then that means that when their fund drive starts and whatever, it goes into the reserve, whereas now they'd be negative in their reserve. So, I mean,
well,
it could still be reserve, you know?
Well, I mean, that's to me, that's kind of gilding the lily if you say, well, if I ever make money, I'll pay it back, so therefore it's a reserve. When we talked about the transmitter project as a perfect example, we said this is what it's going to, and all the money had to go to that. I am just really adamant, in part because it holds our own feet to the fire. When we blow it, and I think we as a board have to take responsibility, we're the ultimate fiduciaries, I don't think we can just gloss and say to listeners, everything's fine. We have to say, this is what happened, this is what's done, we need your support. Now, I'm not saying, you know, beat ourselves about the head and neck or anything, but if a listener in the KPFK listening area is being solicited on KPFK's airwaves and believes that what they're doing is essentially contributing to KPFK's operations and they're not, that's a problem of misrepresentation, I believe.
I would have to strongly disagree with your representation of what I have proposed.
No, I'm not saying that that's in there at the moment, although I don't... Go ahead.
It's not in there. So we're dealing with a straw person here. And now, if you're saying that, let's be clear about how the funds will go, then we wait and let the working group come back with a clear charge.
But I'd like to put a motion before the table that we form a working group to meet and report back to the National Finance Committee... you know,
This is Patty. I'd like to speak someday.
Next week.
Okay. So Mark's making a motion, and then we'll have Patty. Just to give you a time update, in 6 minutes we will have exhausted the time allotted for this discussion and the discussion of the May financials. And I'm not going to let go of the May financials because there's some questions. So we may have to schedule that for another meeting as well. But... or we may have to shorten the working group. But anyhow, so Mark is proposing formation of a working group. Is there any discussion on that?
Great.
Patty, you go ahead.
Well, I don't know what this work... I'm appalled, basically, at this pretending, this not telling the listeners why we need money. I mean, I'm looking here just at these May financials, basically. Sorry to be jumping ahead. Our meetings, they're doubled. We've overage of $85,000 in the national office. Consultants, $39,000. That's doubled. Salaries are over $100,000. This is $210,000. What is being done?
WBAI, 41,000 in legal, 87,000 in bank charges, 17,000 in fundraising travel. Fundraising travel, we're behind in fundraising, and we are over 17,000 in fundraising travel. $16,000 in community events that we haven't raised, riot expenses. I mean, these, if you want to talk about 10% variances on all these charges, these are the overages. There's a lot of things that are way under, so these could be over, and we're still like $400,000, like in the hole on, say, WBAI by itself. This stuff right here should never have happened. And the fact that we're sitting here and we're going to have been fundraising about 92 days or so at WBAI at the end of this fundraiser we've got. We're going to add three more, probably an August fundraiser. We're well over 100 days. We had no contingency plan that I ever saw that was supposed to come. You know, I mean, this, and then we're going to ask all the other stations to bail us out for to get rid of four FTEs. You know, and this real situation here at WBAI, which is what we're concerned about, is nobody is looking at what the real problem is. And nobody is going to fix it, as far as I can see. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to put the navigator of the boat and the captain in the boat, in the safe boat, and send them off and let the women and children die. And that's what's happening here again. People are not taking responsibility for their jobs that they're being paid to do, which is to make sure that we are on budget in all the stations. And nobody has done that, and people keep talking around it. But the fact is, how did we double our meeting expenditures? The CFO is responsible for keeping this foundation on budget. And it's appalling what I see as being what we are trying to cover up now, because the CFO is not on budget. And to hear that the national office, that the former executive director gave raises to people without anything, and we've never heard about it, and the CFO did not inform the finance committee about any of these things, and we're going to just go ask listeners for more money. This is appalling. It's appalling. And I will vote no on anything that happens here. I will vote no on finding money in any way unless we are telling the truth. And we are not telling the truth. We're trying to figure out some way to sneak around, and KPFK is paying for it. Right? And the KPFK people should know, and the PFW people should know, and all these other stations, and to involve the affiliates as well. That's disgusting. And what it is that people are not doing their jobs. Around the place, management is not doing its job. That's what's happening here. Just don't interrupt me. I don't care. You men have been talking on this call all afternoon. And all they come up with is ways around to tell the truth, which is management is not doing its job. The former executive director is gone now. It's up to Ambrose. And, you know, I hope this is not your legacy, too. We must get this place in order. And if it means letting go of a lot of people at WBAI, more than four people, you know, and to find out why the problem is there. It's very clear what the problem is. If anybody's looked at anything, it's clear. But nobody cares. So, you know, I'm going to stop now. I don't know if this helps or not. I don't really know what to say, but I'm appalled, and I will not vote for getting any more money from the listeners that is not telling them exactly the truth, and I'm not sure I would ask for any more money from the listeners either. There has to be... So if we have a problem in development at WBAI, or the volunteer coordinator doesn't get any volunteers, then maybe we need a different volunteer process. You know, this is what's wrong. Everything just goes on its way forever and ever. Salaries have raised up from $1 million to $1.5 million since 2000, and we've got no more money except for squeezing. And we're in fundraiser now, and yesterday they raised $20,000. So, you know, let's see what happens. But people have to be responsible somewhere. I'm doing this for free. And I'm tired of doing this for free while people are getting paid and not doing their jobs. Thank you.
So, Patty, if I take it correctly, you're volunteering for the work group?
No, I'm not, because I'm not interested in raising any money anymore until people... What is the work group going to do unless it's going to look at ways to cut money? This is ways to get money. I'm not interested in getting more money. I'm interested in cutting money.